Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. What a gorgeous day. It's going to go up to 70. The daffodils, the other day I saw them when that cold snow was here and they were all on the ground. They're starting to perk up again. We have electricity. Spring came at 11 o'clock on Friday. Robins are singing. It's beautiful. What a great day to be in church. Here's some good news. So what does Mother Church give us? Three lessons that deal with death. For some, that might not seem too springy, but we have what we have. In the first reading, notice, there were not just bones in the valley, as Pastor David read, but dry bones. They were dry bones. And St. Paul tells us in our second reading that our natural desires, the flesh, now when he talks about flesh, he doesn't mean skin. This is wonderful. Our bodies are wonderful. But flesh is those things that go against God, the ways of the world, the ways of selfishness and greed and power and war and lying and cheating and the rest of the stuff that goes on. That leads to death. And notice, Lazarus has been in the tomb not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days. And to the Jewish people, they believed when you died, your spirit lingered around the body for 3 days. And then it departed. So on the fourth day, you got pretty stinky. Your body started to rot. So when I first read these lessons, I said, boy, this is a heck of a way to bring in spring. But then I thought about the movie, The Wizard of Oz. Remember The Wizard of Oz? And the mayor of the Munchkin City comes because the Dorothy and Tornado had taken her house up and it fell on the Wicked Witch. And the mayor had to make sure that the witch was dead. So if you remember the song, he says, as mayor of the Munchkin City, in the county of the Land of Oz, I welcome you most regally, but we've got to verify it legally to see if she is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, absolutely, positively, undeniably, and reliably dead. It's pretty dead. Ezekiel was saying dry bones. These people were dead. Lazarus was in the tomb 4 days, dead. Those who go against God, we have the Spirit. We don't use the Spirit. We are dead. Sin kills us. Also reminded me of, remember Christmas Carol? Charles Dickens and Jacob Marley. He said he was as dead as a doornail. Dead, dead, dead. Okay, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but they were dead. Anything dead for you all? Anything that you said, there's no hope. There's no possibility. It's dead. Maybe the Pirates winning the pennant this year. Maybe world peace. Maybe waking up in the morning and turning on the news and not be anxious. Maybe that's dead. Maybe it's not going to happen. What's a game stopper for you? Maybe a divorce. The marriage is dead. You tried everything. You went to counseling. It's dead. Maybe trying to talk to your relatives about politics. Dead. It's not going to happen. Dead. You kind of give up hope. And it's dead. It's gone. And it's all over. Ezekiel was in a total apocalypse. A total apocalypse. Ezekiel was a priest in Israel. 100 years before today's reading in Judah. 100 years before today's reading in Israel, they'd been conquered. They fell. The southern kingdom, Judah, was now conquered by the Babylonians in 587 BCE, and Ezekiel and others were taken in exile. Ezekiel, before today's reading, he was a priest in the temple in Jerusalem. And when Babylonians took over, they took Ezekiel and his wife as prisoners. Then, on the day the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, the same day his wife died. Ezekiel lost everything, his country, his faith, his temple, his wife, his family, everything. So Ezekiel was at his lowest of lowest. He was dead on the inside. And then he was asked by God, "Mortal, can these bones live?" Come on, God, kicking a guy when he's down? Can these bones live? What do you mean? Everything's gone. It's all dead. No hope. What a question. Ezekiel was at his lowest psychologically, spiritually, physically, nationally. Yet he still had that relationship with God, even though the faith he could not see, he believed. And he listened to the word of the Lord, and he prophesied. And you heard what happened. St. Paul tells us today, "He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells," where? "In you." St. Paul tells us that even though the body is dead because of sin, we can be open to God and turn back to God and repent, and God is generous and kind and forgiving. 70 times 7, he'll forgive you and give you new birth. And Jesus talks to dead Lazarus' sister Martha, and he tells her her brother will live. And she said she knew that would happen on the last day because the Pharisees believed that too. And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet they shall live. And even everyone who believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? And we know what happened to Lazarus. You see, knowing, living, expressing, walking in the good news, the word of God brings things to life that you never thought could happen. Outward appearances change. You and I have the greatest story ever told to us. And we have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts to know that there is life. We can let it loose. And dry bones live. And sinful bodies are restored and forgiven. And even dead, rotting, stinking corpses are unbound and new and fresh and alive and whole. You know, there's an old spiritual about this lesson from first lesson today. You know what, don't you? Them bones, you know, remember that? Them bones. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the thigh bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. You've heard the word of the Lord. You've sang the word of the Lord. You'll eat and drink the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is with you. You see, folks, this is not a spectator sport. You're in the arena. You are the church of Jesus Christ. You have the Spirit. St. Paul tells us this today. In our second reading, it says there that the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through the Spirit that dwells in you. Oh yeah, the world gives us a lot. Oh yeah, things happen. Things can look discouraging. But hear the word of the Lord. You've heard the word of the Lord. You know there's a different story. You know that Christ lives. That as we believe in him, we can make this bone go with this bone and this person and this person and forgive this person and build up a hopeful society to give our children good education, to build good hospitals, not to drop bombs where we're spending $1.5 million every minute. We can use that money to help restore the world. We can make a difference, but we can't sit on our hands. We have to hear the word of the Lord, know the word of the Lord, be the word of the Lord, share to this person who is transformed by the word of the Lord, who tells this person who's transformed by the word of the Lord, who tells this person who's transformed by the word of the Lord. And resurrection happens. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.